JB's now in the news.
So yes, Valentine's Day has come and gone, but if you're in a new relationship, maybe it was the first time your partner said, I love you, and that can also be a scary time. I mean, does your partner really know what that word means? Or better yet, was the word love actually meant? In South Korea, a new device can detect the level of passion in a person's voice. I'm not making this up. It was in the news just a couple of days ago. The cell phone called the Love Detector uses technology that is supposed to analyze voice patterns to see if the person on the other end is speaking honestly and with affection. Bonnie, go into your office. I want to call you and let's see what happens. An added feature is that if you have a video conference on your phone, the device displays what's called a love meter bar. After the call, a text is sent and it gives the complete details of the level of affection, surprise, concentration, and honesty of the other speaker. The service costs subscribers a flat fee of about $1.59. Who would pay $100 to know if the person loves you? A rep for the company said, quote, we created this service because we thought people would want to know what others were feeling about them, end quote. And I honestly hope no one in South Korea is listening right now when I say, this is a really cool idea. It's a very exciting idea. I can't wait for this to come to Canada. Do you think it also reads sarcasm? This check of the news headlines is brought to you by Freedom41.com. Are you sick of making someone else rich? Are you tired of commuting to a job that you can't stand? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life and work from home and start earning money as soon as next week. Visit Freedom41.com for more information. That's Freedom, the number 41.com. We're going to check the entertainment headlines. Do you remember the Mr. Books? Remember that? Miss So-and-so, Mr. Rude, Mr. Whatever, Mr. Men, I think the series is called. We'll be checking in because that is hitting television. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a little bit. It's back to the music, though, here on Top of the Charts.